This is Steve R. Robbins, host of the Get It Done Guy podcast. Today, we'll be interviewing David Wood, author of Get Paid for Who You Are. David has made a rather remarkable offer. He's offering a free copy of his book, either in ebook form or the actual physical book, which you can get by visiting getpaidwithstever.com. That's getpaidwithstever.com. So you can go ahead and start that downloading now, and you'll find out why. Why does it make sense for him to go to all the effort of writing a book and then give it away completely for free? And how do you get paid for who you are as you listen to the interview? Thanks for joining us, and on with the show. Welcome, David.
Thanks, Steve. Glad to be here.
Once upon a time, when I graduated from undergrad, I saw a really motivational speaker and was very impressed. And it seemed to me that the reason people were coming to see him was because of who he is. And at that moment, I thought to myself, gee, Stever, someday I want to get paid for who I am. And that has gone by the wayside over the years. And then I heard about your book, Get Paid for Who You Are, and I thought, this man has the answer. David, tell me about it.
Yeah. Well, Steve, I was working at a 9-to-5 job, like most people, and I was consulting to Fortune 100 companies like Xerox and Ford and General Motors. And I had money, so I had financial freedom, but I didn't have what I call inner freedom because I wasn't doing something I loved, and I didn't feel like it was me that I was expressing in the world. I was doing numbers, but it wasn't a part of me. The other thing I didn't have was time freedom because I had to go and work 5 or 6 days a week. I couldn't choose to work 2 or 3. I also didn't have location freedom because I had to show up at a cubicle every day. So what I did is I quit my job and I started researching how can I turn what I'm passionate about and what I love and even my very life experiences into money and also make an impact on people's lives. Like, how could I do all of that and then further, and I know this is a lot to get your mind around, but further, how could I automate that to create a machine to serve people while I'm sleeping or on vacation? And that's what I was able to do. And then people came to me and said, how is it that you can work from Hawaii or from home or from a treehouse in Thailand? How is it that you can take 3 months off and still have money coming into your bank account? Tell us how you did it. And that's why I wrote Get Paid for Who You Are.
I've certainly wondered that myself. Over the time that I've known you, I've never really understood if you had a job or not because you were always zipping around the world and doing fabulous sounding things.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the key is that I found something I was passionate about. And for me, it was helping people achieve their goals. But for someone else, it could be gardening. It could be traveling. It could be that they're a parent and they've got some advice they'd like to give to a new parent. Whatever it is that you're passionate about or that you're good at, you'll find that your life experience is actually valuable. And you can turn that into money. It's that simple.
So if I've got some life experience, and I do, how do I turn that into money?
Well, the first step, there are 5 steps in the freedom steps I teach in the book, but the first one is to decide who you help. So I'd say start with a blank piece of paper and write down all your life experiences. It might be getting a job. It might be getting sacked and surviving. It might be that you raised a child, you got married, or you got divorced and made your way through it. Just write down all your life experiences and then write what you're really passionate about. It could be snowboarding, it could be scuba diving, it could be how to really relax and meditate. So list all of that, and that will help you with the first step, which is decide who you help and what problem you're going to solve. Now, some people go, well, I'd love to have a simple internet business, but I don't know where to start. Well, I wouldn't worry about that just yet. That's step one, and that's what I help you with in chapter 3.
Wait, step one is setting up the internet business, or step one is the getting started?
Step one is to decide who you help.
Okay. Okay, so I decide who I help and what I'm going to help them with.
Yes.
Let's say that I'm someone who is, let's use the gardening, well, let's not make one up. Can you give an example of?
Yeah. Ezra Firestone is one of my students. And he was pretty happy working 5 days a week at a yoga studio, but he wanted more time off. He wanted to work 2 days a week or 3. and he also wanted to be able to travel and still have money coming in. So he thought, who do I help? What is it that I'm really into? And he realized he's into fun. Fun is his thing, and he wants to help people have more fun. So he said, I'm going to help people who want to have more fun. Now, that's pretty broad, but because he loved Halloween so much, he said, I'm going to help people have more fun around Halloween. So that was who he helped. And then he thought, well, how do I help them do that? And he decided, I'm going to help them choose the craziest, most inappropriate wigs that they could possibly find for Halloween. And that became his online business.
We all need crazy and appropriate wigs. I know I do.
Yes, we all. We totally do.
And how has the business gone? I mean, Halloween only happens once a year. So is this something that's really working for him?
But he found that people need crazy wigs a lot of the time for parties and special events or whatever. So he really, and I don't say this is typical, he produced an extraordinary result. He really focused on this. He put a lot of dedication, and within 3 months, he was able to cut back his days at the studio from 5 days a week to three. So he now brags that he's semi-retired at the age of 22, and it's hard to even reach him right now because he's traveling around Australia for 3 months with his fiancée.
6 months?
3 months right now.
3 months. No, sorry. You said it took him 6 months to get to this point.
Took him three.
Three months.
Yeah. Now, I don't say that's typical. I would expect that normally it would take 6 to 12 months before you're really cutting back your day job from 5 to days a week to 3. But I would say that within 3 months, if you put an hour a day into it, you might find that at the end of 3 months, you are clear on who you help, you have a website that you're proud of, you have a newsletter which is reaching people with valuable tips on your topic. Now, maybe you've only got 5 subscribers, but you've got 5 subscribers. And then you may find also that you have your very first product ready, just a simple one, just your first CD, and you may have just made your very first sale for $29.
And then how do you scale that to something that lets you take your time off?
Well, you'll be tweaking this for the rest of your life if you're anything like me, because I love it. You know, so you create your system and you get it up and running, and then it's just a matter of building traffic. Keep on writing newsletters. Keep on putting. One simple way to get traffic is to write articles on what you're interested in. So, you know, for Ezra Firestone, it might be writing articles on how to have fun at Halloween or how to create crazy Halloween parties. And then you go and post those all around the internet at article directory sites where they're just craving your articles. They're saying, please, give me your articles. We need content. And then they link back to your site. So, and I go into that in detail in Chapter 7 in the book about how to generate traffic. But that's Step 5.
Ah, so we've heard about Step 3 and Step 5.
Step 1 and Step 5.
Step 1 and Step 5.
And I confused you by mentioning the chapter names, so the chapter numbers, so I apologize. So maybe I should run through the 5 steps so everyone just gets a quick overview.
You anticipated my question.
Okay, so step 1, decide who you help. Step 2 is to set up your website in 7 days. I want you to get momentum, just a simple 2 to 3 page site. Step 3 is set up your newsletter in 7 days. Now, it could be as simple as writing your first article ready to go out when your first subscriber comes in. And in this way, you can build a relationship with your audience, so that when they are ready to buy, you're the one they come to. Step 4 is create your very own product in 7 days. And it could be a CD, it could be an ebook, it could be a special report, but something that's under $50 that people can buy from you, and this is where the passive revenue starts to come in. And then 5, once you've got your people-serving machine that can serve people while you're asleep or on vacation, that's when you want to generate massive traffic to your website.
And you go through how to do that.
I do. And as I said, very simple way to I go through all 5 steps. That's what the book is. And this is one reason I'm so excited about the book, and the reason I even wrote it, is because there's so much out there on how to make money on the internet, but it's overwhelming. When you get all these different strategies and people say, here are 50 things to do, you don't know where to start, and it's just overwhelming. And because it can take 6 to 12 months to try and apply them all, people just get stagnant.
I know,
and they fail.
I know one of the things that's happened with me is I get started on some step because I've taken a bunch of courses on how to make money on the internet. And I focus on one step, and then suddenly I get distracted. And because I don't have an overall plan, and I don't really know what are the steps and which pieces have I hit and which ones have I missed, I end up with fragments here and fragments there, and nothing ever quite gets the traction that I want it to have.
That's exactly it. And I used to teach this. I taught this at Columbia University. I taught this to stages of 1,000 people in Sydney, and people were inspired, but they were confused. They didn't know where to start. So I broke it down into the 5 simplest possible steps I could break it down into, and then people were so moved. I had people crying in my booth at the end because they said, now I can see how to do it. I have a simple plan that I can follow. Steps 1 to 5, I can do that. And by the way, Steve, I should tease people who are listening just for a moment, because often when there's a talk like this about a book, what the offer is, you know, please go to the site and buy the book. And I just want to let you and your listeners know up front, that's not going to happen today. In fact, it may sound a little crazy and out there, but I'm going to tell people today how they can get the book for free. And I'm talking not just an e-book, but the e-book or the physical book. I have a good reason, and I'll tell you why they can actually get it for free. So I thought maybe we should just tease them with that.
You're the one doing the teasing, because I now consider myself among the teased. I know what it costs to produce a book. And I'm thinking, he's giving these away for free. Okay, what's the catch?
Yeah, exactly. And so far, I haven't found a catch.
Okay.
I'll tell you why I'm going to give it away for free. One is I want to create a really big buzz with the book. And I figured I could spend $1 million on advertising, or I could go to selected groups of people who I think will actually do something with the book and generate success stories and give them the book. So I'll absorb the cost of it, but they'll go and be successful with it, and they'll tell all of their friends, and that's where I'll make the money.
You'll make the money from the friends coming and buying the book, or you're going to give it to
the
friends
too? Yeah, I'll make the money from the friends coming and buying the book, and I also believe that if I'm giving away such value, and this is something I teach in the book, by the way, I'm modeling this. This is just what I teach. If I'm giving away such value, my belief is you'll be inspired, and you might just come back for something else later.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I can afford to do it.
Okay, and you have other products and things and services and things in addition to
absolutely.
Just the book. Okay,
absolutely. Now, the second thing, the reason I'm doing it is because I want to generate a load of money for charity. I really want to do good with this book at the same time because I sleep better and I feel good about myself. So at the same time that you're collecting the book, I will invite you to make an optional donation to the Rainforest Foundation that was started by Sting, or you can choose 1 laptop per child. And it's totally optional. If you can't spare it, just take the book anyway. I really want you to have it. But if you can afford $5 or $10, then that's the time to collect it. And in this way, I can give away the book and do good in the world, and I'm very happy about that.
So now you are self-employed at this point, and I'm self-employed. Can you talk a little bit more? It sounds like your friend who did the wig business was not self-employed. Who is it exactly that can read this and take it and run with it? Because it doesn't sound to me like it's just self-employed people, because even though you and I might think of it that way, clearly your friend was not.
Yeah, so let's start with the self-employed. If you have your own business, and particularly if you're a professional with clients, you will love the book because it teaches you how to double your clients or double your revenue using the internet. It's that simple. You just follow the same 5 steps, and that'll work for you. Now, if you're employed by somebody else and you go to a job 9 to 5 or 9 to 6 or 9 to 7, as I did, then you'll love this book because you can create a second stream of income on the side. And Steve, I haven't met anybody yet who's allergic to a second stream of income.
Now, when you're working for someone else and you're creating a second stream of income, you're not basing it on the same stuff you do with your day job. You're doing it presumably with some other interest or a hobby or something like that.
Unless you love your day job. If you absolutely love your day job, then you should create a product around that and create a second business on the side around that so that you could have maybe an extra $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000 a month coming in while you're doing the job that you love. Now, if you don't love your day job, then I particularly wrote this book for you. That's where I want you to go and pick something you're passionate about, like gardening or parenting or travel, and create a product around that. And you don't have to quit your day job to do that. You can do this with 1 hour a day.
And how long did it take you to get to the point where you have the fabulous lifestyle you have now?
about 3 years to really be able to totally quit working for somebody else and fully be 100% have my own business and not have to trade my time for money. That was about 3 years. But it was very early on that I was able to have my first income coming in. I was getting more clients using the internet, and I wanted to coach people. So I had clients, and I was trading time for money, and I was able to have a six-figure income coming in, working 2 days a week from that. And I know many people would just love that. They don't really want to have a four-hour work week. They just want to work maybe 2 days a week serving clients, and they don't want to have to chase clients. They want clients to be chasing them. Well, the five freedom steps will show you how to attract that.
Now, you also mentioned four types of freedom.
Yes.
What are those, and how should we think about them, and in particular with respect to our employment situation and or our self-employment situation?
Absolutely. Well, what most people think about is financial freedom. That's what we're focused on, and that's important, particularly in this economy. Who couldn't use a second stream of income, as I've said? So that's one freedom, to have enough money coming in so you don't have to worry about money again. And you can have that using this Get Paid for Who You Are system. But there are three other freedoms that I've identified, three other currencies or things that I think we should really focus attention on. And one is, wouldn't you love more time freedom? What's the point of financial freedom if you've got no time to enjoy it? So if you'd like to be able to work 2 or 3 days a week instead of 5 or 6, so you can have more time with the family or more time to play the guitar or to travel the world, then you can do that with a simple internet business. The third freedom is location freedom. I know that I didn't like having to go to the same office every day and do that commuting traffic. I hated that. And now I wake up and I walk 20 feet to my office. I'm sitting here right now surrounded by redwoods in Northern California, looking out over the valley, and I just love where I work. I love that I can go for a hike anytime I want for a quick break. And I love that if a friend says to me, hey, let's go to Bali for 2 weeks, I don't have to ask anybody. I can go and do it, take my laptop, and still keep my business running. So that's the third freedom. And then the fourth one, which I think is so important to you and me, Steva, and to so many of us, but we often don't think about it, is inner freedom. And that's the freedom to actually express who you are, something that you care about, and to make an impact in other people's lives from that.
Well, tell me a little bit more about that. I know I'm having a book coming out later this year, which is ostensibly a book on personal productivity. However, the whole book is framed with the idea that who cares about being productive unless being more productive gives you more of what you're calling inner freedom, more of the life that you want. So how is it that these freedoms relate to employment and in terms of getting paid for who I am up on the side?
Well, to employment, yeah, right. So you've got a 9-to-5 job, then you've got to look at, is the income coming in perfectly satisfactory to you? If you've already got plenty of money, then you've got financial freedom handled. If you don't, then I would suggest you use the five freedom steps to get paid for who you are so that you're setting up a simple internet business to bring in a second stream of income to just make your life easier. Now, if you are going to a cubicle and you're working 5 days a week for someone else, you might want some location freedom. And I would suggest a great way to do that is set up this internet business on the side and then negotiate with your boss to cut back your hours. So you say, look, I love working for you, and I think I can produce pretty much the same amount of work in 3 days a week instead of 5. So would you let me work from home? And you can pay me for 3 days a week instead of 5. So I would negotiate my hours back because you've now got a second stream of income on the side. Now 2 days a week or 4 days a week, you're going to be at home and you're only going to the office 3 days a week. So that's a long way of saying that if you have a second business coming in with income coming in, you're not so dependent on your employer, and you can either cut your job back to 3 days a week or go and find another employer who wants someone only 3 days a week. Now, if you do find that the business is going well, and you find, you know, like Ezra, that you're selling a bunch of wigs, and then when Halloween comes, you have this huge influx of orders, at some point, and this is the holy grail, you may write that resignation letter and say, thank you so much, I really appreciate it, But now I'm my own boss. I'm going to go my own way.
How is it possible to be your own boss when you mention Ezra having a flood of Halloween orders? Doesn't he need people to buy the wigs and to stock the wigs and to send them out and order fulfillment and all that stuff?
Oh, I love that you asked that, and I bet you know the answer. But, of course, you're playing devil's advocate. Ezra didn't want to go. Does Ezra make the wigs himself? No. He doesn't know anything about wig making. So he didn't want to go into manufacturing and have all the headaches around that. He just went and found someone else who's already selling the wigs. They just need customers. They need traffic. So he said, look, I'm going to set up a website. I'm going to create a newsletter. I'm going to set up a little people-serving machine over here. How about I sell your wigs, and I'll just send you the orders via email. You ship them out.
Mm.
In fact, you take the money and just send me a check every month. That's how he set it up.
I mentally was not going there. That was not the answer I was expecting.
Oh,
so,
okay.
I have now learned something.
Yeah, You want to automate everything, and I emphasize that a lot in the book, because what's the point of setting up your own business and then finding you've just traded one job for another?
I know this is one of the things I've wondered, because people said back when I was still employed by someone else and going into self-employment, they said, oh, when you're self-employed, you are so free, you have so much time. That hasn't been my experience. My experience is that I work longer hours and harder than I ever did at an employed job. But it sounds like part of that is because I haven't set it up right.
That's right. You really want to automate it. You know, at some point when things are going, you'll probably want to do most things yourself initially. But the website, you definitely do not want to do yourself. You can hire a college student for $15 an hour, or I will show you in the book how to find people in India who can do it for, say, $10 an hour and still do a very good job. I just hired someone to do a very high-end website. It's quite complex and lots of pages, and it would normally be maybe $3,000 to $5,000 for something like that, but I found a really great firm in India that's just $1,500. Now, when you're starting out, you get a college student to come in and set up two or three pages for you. You could do that for under $200.
Well, and two or three pages is enough to be able to generate a revenue. Don't I need a back-end process? No, because it sounds like if I set it up right, I don't need to process the credit cards myself. All of that gets handled by whoever it is that I'm essentially wholesaling from or affiliating with.
Yeah, you can do that. Or the way I suggest people do it is that you set up your website with just two or three pages. All people really need to know is about you, what you're offering, how you can help them, and a sales page for the product. That's pretty much it. So you'll be tweaking that and building it. I mean, I've got 500 web pages now because I've been at it for 12 years. But you start with two or three, and you get up and running quickly. And then I'd say create your own product, like a CD or something like that, something very simple. Might even be an MP3 that people can download and listen to the way they're probably listening to this podcast right now. And then it's not hard to sell it. You'll use a shopping cart service. See, people are ready for you. They know that you're going to need this. So there are shopping cart services out there, and I'll tell you which one I recommend in the book. I'll give you all the resources so that you can go and set that up. And then people just go and put their credit card in there. It goes straight into your bank account, and an email is generated for the order. Now, that email doesn't go to you. That email goes to whoever's shipping out your product. I've got a company. I can't even tell you where they are. To be honest, I know they're somewhere in the U.S., but I didn't even set it up. My assistant did. You know, it's at some point you'll get to the stage where you're like, you know what? I've got enough revenue coming in. I've got maybe $20,000 coming in a year. It's time for me to have an assistant to take more off my plate. And for me, it wasn't take more off my plate so I can go and lay on the beach, because I can do that anyway, but it was take more off my plate so I can create my next product. Because I don't want a four-hour work week, and I bet you don't either, Steve. We'd go nuts.
I would go absolutely nuts. I couldn't not do things.
I know, but what we want is the choice. We want the choice of how much we work, so that if we do want to take 2 or 4 weeks off, we can do it with no problem.
Absolutely. How many products do you have at this point that are providing a full ongoing lifestyle for you?
Well, bear in mind, I've been at this for 12 years. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So at my stage, I've got about 11 products and services that people can buy that don't require any of my time.
Okay, and are some of these, you said products or services, in terms of services, are these also things you subcontract, or are they automated things?
Well, by a service, I mean a membership site so that people can log in and they get information that's there, and it's updated every month. And I don't update it. I've got someone else that I hired to do that. But I want to be careful here, because this is exactly what happens when people start getting into internet marketing, is they start looking at all the possibilities, and that's when they start to get overwhelmed, and they start to, you know, contract, and the whole machine stops running because they're overwhelmed. So it's fun for me to talk about this, but I'll just make the point. You don't have to go and do all this at all, and I don't want you to. I just want you to decide who you help, set up your website in 7 days, set up your newsletter in 7 days, create your very first product, and then start generating traffic. That's all you have to do, rinse and repeat.
And then you rinse and repeat enough, and you eventually have 11 products and are up and running in whatever arbitrary lifestyle you want at that point.
That's totally an option. That some people won't want to do that. Some people might just want to have one product that they feel really excited about. It might be you're into scuba diving and you research the best scuba diving locations in the world and rate them. And you create a simple little product and you sell it for $14.95. That could be it. And you love researching it and you love selling it and you love the testimonials coming in with people sending video and posting it on your site saying, hey, I went to site number four, location number four in the Maldives, and boy, do we have a good time. Check out this video. It's so much fun. And you may not want to really build it up into 10 products. You may not want to quit your day job. This may be a side thing for you. But what's great is if it starts doing well, you might start thinking about quitting that day job. And you may start thinking about product number two, and you may find it as seductive as I have and say, well, what's the next way I can serve people? What's the next fun thing that I can do?
One of the things that you seem to be doing is having us drive this off the thing that we're passionate and interested about. Do you recommend doing market research, or do you just put something up and see if it flies?
Oh, that's a great question. A lot of people say start with market research, see what the market wants and provide them with that. I don't like that approach. I say start with what you're passionate about. Start with what you care about, and then go online and surf around and see what other people are providing. Like, are other people providing scuba diving location advice? What other people are providing parenting advice? What products do they have? You might find there's a hole in the market, that there's something that they're not providing, or you may find a product and think, I could improve on that. I could do it even better. So I say, first comes your passion, and second comes your research.
Got it. It's interesting. I've been getting involved in a few different alternative models of entrepreneurship through the work I've done at Babson College. And one of the things that I've recently been exposed to is, in fact, the concept of, rather than trying to predict the future, especially if what you're doing is not predictable, take small steps, get out there, find out what's going on, but do it by actually taking the steps and then looking at the results, as opposed to trying to predict what the results would be, when it's just as much work to just put it up there and see if it flies versus to try to do all the research.
That's my approach. And also, I want to express myself. You know, when I decided that I love relationships and I'd been studying man-woman relationships and how to have more fun with the women in my life, I wanted to write the book. I didn't really care how well it was going to do. I just wanted to do that as my expression. Now, 3-4 years later, I've sold 5,000 of them, of the e-book online. So it's worked out well, but I just knew I wanted this information to get out to people.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine that doing the research for that book must have been very onerous.
It was brutal, Steve, but someone had to do it, and I took one for the team.
We appreciate that. Okay, is there anything else? What have I not asked you that I should?
You know, I just think we should give people the book. And what I will say, there is a particular section of the book that I'd like you to read first.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the call to action. As I would say, go to the website we're about to give you and read pages 19 to 24. They're all about the four freedoms, and there's a 60-second quiz called the Freedom Quiz that you can take right now and see how free you are, and you can choose which freedom that you most want to build over the next 6 months. So should I give the website, Steve?
Let's go for it.
Okay. We've set up one that's easy to remember for you. It's called getpaidwithsteva.com. That's S-T-E-V-E-R, getpaidwithsteva.com. That'll take you straight to the free book offer. as I said, you can download the ebook instantly and save a little paper. Or if you want the physical book, I just ask that you help me with shipping and handling, because, you know, I'll waive the price on the book, but I can't afford to post it to 100,000 people. And I have a surprise gift as well. I know nobody really needs a gift or a thank you for spreading the word about a free book for charity. But if you do decide you'd like to tell your friends, when the second friend comes to the website, I'll send you a secret chapter that's not available in the book. It's called How to Build a Massive Email List that you can market your product to. So go to getpaidwithsteva.com, and then if you like the book, particularly after reading pages 19 to 24, then I do invite you to spread the word so we can raise more money for the Rainforest Foundation, get this book in more people's hands, and I'll send you the secret chapter.
And of course, for environmental and rainforest reasons, we should probably choose the ebook rather than the printed book.
Well, you know, you can, but I did print the book on 100% recycled paper, so I think we're covered on that aspect.
All right. Yay, I'm there with you. Now, where can people find you if they just want to learn about you and the other things you do in general?
If they want to, well, I think that's the best site. I really do. Go to getpaidwithsteva.com, and you'll be able to read about the book. Then you'll get an email from me with the ebook. And I'll invite you to go to the blog, and you'll be able to get all sorts of information about what I'm up to. I think more interesting is what you're about to be up to, everyone listening to this, as you read the book. But if you want to find out more about me, you'll be able to do that at that site.
Fabulous. Thank you very much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve. This was really fun, mate. It's good to catch up with you.
Absolutely. Take care. You've been listening to Steve Robbins, host of the Get It Done Guy podcast, and David Wood, author of Get Paid for Who You Are. For a free copy of David's book, visit getpaidwithsteve.com. Thanks for listening.